This week, the Department of Justice sent letters to 29 jurisdictions across the country asking them to prove they are complying with federal immigration law that requires information sharing. Albany, New York, Lawrence, Massachusetts, the state of Vermont, and the city of Burlington are among the jurisdictions that received letters. Burlington Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger made the DOJ letter public. He says the notice is concerning, but not surprising.
What I meant by that is, you know, Donald Trump made it pretty clear when he was running for president that he would attempt to take this kind of action against cities and states that didn't agree with his immigration policy. And so this is why, you know, just a couple weeks after the election last fall, I called for a review of the city's policy. And we spent months with the city council looking carefully edit, and we're quite confident that that the policy that we have written and that really represents the way in which we have policed Burlington for a long time is something that is consistent with federal law. The issues that they are raising are ones that we had identified that they might raise, but we just have a fundamental disagreement that we do not believe the federal government can deputize Burlington police officers to enforce their draconian immigration policies. And so that's what we will be arguing in the weeks ahead.
How is the fair and impartial policing policy and the way it's crafted legal? And why are you sure that you can go back to the DOJ and say, we're fine, this is moot?
Yeah, here's what it comes down to. Burlington police, when they are conducting their normal duties, routine duties, do not ask about immigration status. We have long thought that that is the right way to police the city and the best way to keep the community safe. We don't want people hesitating to call the police because of their immigration status or because of their concern about what the immigration status of their neighbors might be. We want them to have trusting relationships with the police and good communications with the department. So that's, you know, been our policy for a long time. It goes back to when Chief Sherling was running the department. Chief Brandon Del Pozo has continued that policy. And we believe in it. Now, what the dispute gets down to is a little bit kind of technical, but fundamentally, that's what it revolves around, is who's going to get to decide the way in which Burlington is policed. Is it going to be the police chief and the Burlington Police Department, or is it going to be, you know, Jeff Sessions is Justice Department trying to use federal power to get the Burlington police to be, you know, deputies in their draconian efforts at deportation. And we don't want to be a party to that. We don't think the law requires us to be a party to that. And we're going to have a debate about this with them in the weeks ahead.
Mayor, the city was certified to receive $40,000, and that's at risk with this. What programs or budget areas does that $40,000 affect?
Yeah, this is a justice assistance grant that goes to the Burlington Police Department within this year's budget. You know, it's certainly a significant amount of money. That money does need to be seen in the context of a more than $10 million department budget and a general fund budget of over $60 million. You know, we competed for this money, and we believe we've earned it, and we're going to try to defend it. At the same time, we do have sort of contingencies in place. If somehow we are not successful in securing it, we have other options.
The state also received a letter, and the governor is also saying that the DOJ is in error and the state will respond. Is that completely separate from the Burlington letter, or will you be working with the state on a response?
We are communicating with them and coordinating with them, and there's a lot of overlap between the policies. They're not identical policies, so it is possible that we may need to some degree, have separate responses, but there's definitely going to be collaboration with them as well as with some of the other 27 jurisdictions that the Justice Department is pursuing. We're also getting help from our federal delegation, who weighed in with very strong statements of support. We also may well look at bringing in outside counsel and outside help to help us with this defense. And I think we're going to have a lot of help in this important effort.
Mayor Weinberger, the Trump administration has said it would crack down on so-called sanctuary cities. While Burlington has not labeled itself a sanctuary city, is it?
Well, we're certainly a place, Pat, that values our long history of immigrants coming to Burlington from around the world, being welcome here. We value the new Americans that have come to Burlington in recent decades and really made the city far more diverse and culturally rich. And we try to put policies in place that are consistent with that sentiment and with that image of who we are. So, you know, that's absolutely an important part of what Burlington is today and what we're fighting to preserve.
During his weekly press conference, Vermont Governor Phil Scott, a Republican, said the state carefully crafted its fair and impartial policing policy and doesn't believe the U.S. Justice Department has done its homework. The jurisdictions receiving the letter have until December 8th to respond. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.